Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for bringing us back, for helping us, for staying with us. It's Christmas. It's our Christmas program, folks. Not Christmas yet. Christmas is Sunday. But this is my 15th consecutive Christmas program, and it's also the fourth day of Hanukkah. So all of you who celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah to you. And Andrew Sherman is our guest. Andrew is a 13-year member, about to be 13-year member of our Brain Trust, and we could not do without him. He's taught us so much over the years. His new book is called Harvesting Intangible Assets, and his family is Jewish, and he's a conservative Jew, as he says. Andrew, thank you again for hanging out with us. The book is available, I know, wherever books are sold. Anywhere else you'd like to send us?
No, just check out the site on Amazon. The book's doing really well. Thanks for mentioning it. And for the Seinfeld fans out there, I want to wish everybody else who's not Jewish or Christian happy Festivus. It's a holiday for the rest of us.
Hey, Andrew, let's talk about tolerance. You know,
sure.
One of the things that that I've really enjoyed seeing over the years is the relationship, in America at least, the relationship that Christians and Jews have with each other. I love seeing rabbis and ministers sharing, doing ecumenical work in the communities, you know, knowing each other. My church, which I've gone to for 42 years, Andrew.
Wow.
I joined when I was in college. I really did. I raised my children in this church. It's about three blocks from the local synagogue. And they're basically a sister congregation for us. We have a wonderful relationship with that synagogue, and they with us. They're our neighbors, and we actually, you know, not every year, but quite often we have common services and together. And I love seeing that kind of tolerance, that kind of love for our fellow human beings, fellow Americans. What do we got to do to extend this to where other people will be more tolerant? And I got to say it out loud. I mean, it needs to be said. There are people in the Islamic community who don't feel this way. Now, you and I have lots of friends in Islam. I do. I know you do. And they don't feel this way. But there are people who do. What do we got to do to fix that?
Well, first, I think we have to, you know, send out an important shout out to your fellow members of your church for tolerating you for 42 years.
They're long suffering, no question.
I mean, you know, I just want to go and I want to give them a high five over the radio here. But back to a serious note. I mean, I think the first thing we have to do is redefine the term. I've always been bothered by the term of tolerance. I've always felt that, you know, if I meet you and my attitude is I'm going to tolerate you, tolerate is a better word than harm you.
Yeah.
Tolerate is a better word than hate you. But tolerate is not a particularly warm and fuzzy word. You know, I mean, basically says, mm-hmm. Jim's going to sit next to me. He believes in things different than me, and I'm just going to turn my head. I mean, I want us to take it a step further. I want us to embrace each other. I want us to understand each other. I want mm-hmm. us to explore each other's values and upbringings and realize just how much we have in common. And I think part of it is redefining, you know, just at the roots, you know, what that word really means. The second component is, you know, if Jews and Christians can make this much ground in understanding each other and both enjoying going to Israel and all of the things that we share in terms of educational values and family values, those things just, you know, we need to chip away. And it's not just the Islamic faith. I mean, I had a long conversation with a friend of mine who's Hindu, and we were trying to understand each other a little bit better. And, oh, my gosh, there's so many, you know, principles of Hinduism mm-hmm. that are similar to the Judeo-Christian faith. So, you know, I think it's really just getting that dialogue going, breaking down whatever barriers there are to having that dialogue and realizing that, you know, we're more interconnected as a planet than we ever were before, and that interconnectivity can't be just technological. That interconnectivity has to be spiritual and, mm-hmm. And moral and ethical.
And most people, what's interesting to me, Andrew, when most people come to this country who may not be of the Judeo-Christian faith, they when they assimilate, they see the beauty, they see the reason for that kind of harmony that you're talking about, and they assimilate not only as Americans, but they assimilate into this tolerant and this tolerant society that we have. Andrew, we've run out of time. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Hanukkah to you, my friend.
Well, and a Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners, and I'm looking forward to a great 2012 together.
Let's have a good one together. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, we love him. We'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.